Hello, everybody. I'm here today to tell you about a new research study that my team here at the university is doing on the sea lions that live along the coast of Western Australia. You may be wondering why we've been studying this animal. Well, Australian sea lions have been identified as an endangered species, so there's a real need to count them and find out just how many there are. Up until 1892, the population of these animals was severely depleted because of hunting. That's no longer allowed. But today there is a new danger. Sea lions often forage for food in the same areas along the coastlines where there are nets used to catch sharks. Unfortunately, they tend to get caught up in the nets by accident and drown. Now, we wanted to monitor the population of sea lions in this area, but we weren't sure of the best way to do it. There are several different animal tracking methods, which vary in their effectiveness, and there are different factors to consider. One of the most important of these is the cost, but you also have to consider how easy your chosen method is to use. You may choose a traditional method, like a plastic tag. They're relatively straightforward to attach, but they're really only suitable to use with animals that you can catch quite easily. You might also go with a more modern method like GPS tracking, which uses satellite technology to transmit data on the animal around the clock. One drawback for marine animals, though, is that they don't transmit a signal in the ocean. You only get data when they're on land. There are certain large animals in remote areas that have to be tracked using a helicopter. The polar bear is a good example. Now, an important part of tracking is being able to clearly identify the animal. Some, like zebras, are identified by markings such as their stripes, while the dolphin usually has distinguishing scars on its body that can help tell them apart. Sea lions don't have any markings like this, which is just one of the challenges of tracking them. When researchers in Perth tried to use electronic tags in a sea lion study, they found that the sea lions had removed their tracking devices by deliberately rubbing up against rocks. This was something the researchers hadn't anticipated. Researchers in California studying American sea lions tried a different method. They applied paint to the animals. They thought this would be a better, less invasive means of identification. Unfortunately, this didn't work so well either because sea lions molt every year and shed their fur along with the identifying mark. So let's look at our current study. We have several aims that we'd like to achieve. The first of these is to try to establish whether sea lions can be identified from the whiskers on their face. These are much coarser than a cat's whiskers, so easier to see. Our theory is that the pattern of these whiskers may be as individual as a fingerprint on a human. If this is in fact true, then we think this could be an effective way to identify them. Our second aim is to come up with a diagram of sea lion whisker patterns, so this can be used as a guide for us and other studies. We're using a few different methods to help us do all this. We know that we need to build up a wide range of visual data. So firstly, we've been in touch with zoos around Australia to gather photographs from them of the faces of any sea lions they have. This won't be enough to achieve our purpose, though. So we're also broadening our search by inviting the public to take part in our research. We're hoping this will result in hundreds of useful images we can use.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 1 minute to check your answers to part 4.